Test 1, 2.
Council meeting to order. We acknowledge the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of this land, and pay respects to their elders, past and present. I advise everyone in attendance that the audio of this general council meeting will be recorded and will be made available on the City of Marion website. Does anyone have a declaration of interest to make in respect of the material? We go on to deal with committee recommendations, and you'll find on page 3 of the agenda the minutes of the Finance and Audit Committee, which dealt with the Section 48 report in respect of the Edwardstown project. So, someone to move.
Yes, having attended on the committee for that Edwardstown matter, there was, I should say, some very worthwhile discussion, most of which is minuted. I guess the main point that came from it was that in committing or looking to commit funds subject to grants being received of the nature that we're looking to commit, that we be cognizant of the possible opportunity costs down the track. We can't be all things to all people with all projects. But that was debated in various ways, or not so much debated, but discussed. I think the point should probably be carried to General Counsel for that reason. It was considered something that in the process of looking at Edwardstown, we also consider that there are other projects like Mitchell Park and BMX, etc., that are yet to be properly locked in for obvious reasons.
Indeed. Anyone speaking against the recommendation or any particularly special points to make? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. That's carried unanimously. And so we turn to page 11 of the agenda, where we have the full report, the Section 48 report, and members will find on page 12 the recommendations coming to Council. Councillor Pfeiffer to move.
Thank you, Your Worship, and I, in doing so, I move it as written. Your Worship, it's taken, I could say that it's taken 4 years to get to this point, but in more recent times, it's taken the best part of about 8 months, including some rather intense meetings, fortnightly meetings indeed, with the sports clubs down in that area, over the course of about 6 or 8 months. It's taken $130,000 worth of additional resources from Council to actually get an application to this point and ready. And through you, Your Worship, I do acknowledge the staff, particularly John Valentine's team, who have pulled out all stops in getting up to this point. Look, for this particular location, it is about sport, but it's not just about sport. It's actually about enabling a community as well, and providing good open space for a community that is rapidly densifying. It is a densifying population now, and it is about making sure that we're setting this population up, a population that looks like it has the potential to increase by 20%, according to our own figures, over the next 20 to 30 years. So it's about making sure that we are enabling that population in that area to grow and to expand and to effectively just live. Look, Councillor Kerry has often said before, if someone comes along and offers to pay 50% of your mortgage, would you take it? You know what? I think you probably would. We have broad political support in regard to this project. We have the support of the federal government. We have the support of the state member as well. We have broad support on this. I think it's quite logical. It's quite an obvious thing for us to be doing. We do have around about $8 million, I think, in savings at the moment. This project requires $4 million. We also have the opportunity to debt fund as well. So there are still opportunities, not just for this project, but for our other priorities as well. We do have other priorities. We can't forget about those other priorities. We do still have opportunities there as well. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. The motion has been moved. Seconded. Councillor Kerry.
I'd just like to second this motion. I think it's following on from our previous meeting where we unanimously supported the motion. I think it's a worthy project. If we do get this grant, we'll be getting $4 million worth of funding. As Councillor Pipe has indicated, we've got plenty of reserves even if we do get the project. So I commend this motion to Council.
Anyone opposing or with any special pressing comments? If not, then I'll put the motion. Those in favour, raise your hand. Those against, that's carried by majority. Thank you. That concludes the business for the special general meeting, and I declare the meeting closed at 6:07 p.m. Thank you.